Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. I'm your guide, Bernice Bisson. I have been a professional psychic, medium, and astrologer for 30 years, and I've read for thousands of people all over the world. Many of those readings have been recorded by my clients. In this podcast, I invite clients back to share their recordings. As we flash back, we get to listen in on some of the original predictions, and clients share in their own words some heartwarming stories, a few inspiring outcomes, and some unbelievable accuracies. I invite you to join us for a new journey each episode and come experience a little soul medicine for yourself.
Something in the air, always something in the air. Inexplicable, I can feel it in the air. Can you feel me?
And in this episode, we meet Lynn. She came to see me for a reading on a recommendation from her best friend, our very own lovely Lori. Lynn shares her amazing story regarding her experience back at my studio at the La Parfumerie in 2018. Lynn is a tall, blonde, vibrant woman who emits positive energy from the moment you meet her. She wears her humor on her sleeve and makes people around her smile all the time. She shares some accuracies around her son's journey with his education, his future son with the blonde hair, and possible moves and work opportunities away. We also get to hear the fascinating outcomes regarding the predictions I made around her parents' care, her own early retirement, travel plans regarding Puerto Vallarta, and her health and well-being. And you get to hear about these predictions right after this.
Have you ever thought, I'd love to have a podcast just like this one? Well, I can help. My name is Matt Kundle, and everyone at my company, the Sound Off Podcast Network, had a hand in making this show. Whether it was about the sound, the discoverability, or that you're just enjoying the show, we are all about the detail. If you think you have a podcast in you, reach out to me via email, matt@soundoff.network, or check out the website and become one of the great podcasts we work with at soundoff.network.
Something in the air, always something in the air. Inexplicable, I can feel it in the air. Can you feel me?
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast with your guide, Bernice Bisson.
Welcome, Lynn. Welcome back. Apparently, it's been quite a while since I've seen you. So let's go back a little bit to that time. Now, I believe that was 2018.
Yes, it was, correct.
How did you wind up with me?
I've been friends with a lady named Lori for many, many, many years. And we actually live beside each other in a community. We are that close. So we ended up being together again. And she recommended that I come and see you, and it's been an amazing experience, and I'm very grateful for Lori's recommendations.
Well, I'm always grateful for Lori too. So back in 2018, I would have seen you at a big purple house in Wolseley.
Yes.
The Parfumerie.
Well, I didn't know what to expect and pulled up outside of this beautiful house painted purple, and it just had this magical feel to it.
La Parfumerie in Winnipeg is a magical place, and I feel like when you have perfume made there, they cast spells in a sense, you know.
Yes.
And it's your own spell. Well, now, if we go back to that, did I start with having you pick objects?
Yes, you did. I believe at that point we were picking out different stones, out of a little bag. I was placing those. We also did cards.
Okay.
So you had given me some numbers that were numbers to kind of
pay attention to. Yeah.
I always remembered 11. Ever since that moment, it was 11. And so it's been in my mind and always looking for that connection with 11. And I think it was anything that added up to 11, you were saying. 6 plus 5 was 11.
And they tend to show up on time, like not just time. People always associate with time, but sometimes they're on documents. Sometimes they're on, for instance, my sister used to run half marathons and she'd always have the number 9 on her tag. However, it added up and reduced down to 9 always. And so then she knew she was in the right race, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, like a signpost, I guess. Mm-hmm. And okay, and so let's go back to that time. So let's start with that experience. I had you pick rocks out of a bag. And what did I make you do with them?
I feel I had to pick ones that I was drawn to.
Yeah.
And place them in front of me. And then we would talk about each...
Each item. Yeah.
That I had chose.
Yeah.
And I believe it wasn't only rocks. I believe there was little figurines in there as well.
Oh, yeah. It's my medicine bundle. And because I read in different ways, like we just talked about a little mini reading before we started recording, and I had to count backwards. So the same idea that those items you chose are what is the energy around you. We always attract what our energy is. And sometimes we're always caught up in only one focal point of our energy. But when we see the whole spectrum in a sense, we're like, oh, I'm fabulous. And they're like, yeah, you're fabulous. Because it's true. We're not just one dimensional, right? And so when you pick objects, and that's my personal medicine bundle. And so each of those were medicines, in a sense, given to me in different ways. It's kind of funny how it works. And so the first things I usually do when I sit with people and read them is I'll have an exercise, I call it, in bringing people present. To bring everything right under the skin so that they're not thinking about cooking dinner or the lousy traffic they had on the way to my reading. And it's always amazing what actually shows up with people because they come with their mind focused on something, yet a whole bunch of other things are going on. So let's start at the top. So the top thing that resonated for you, let's start with your son.
So when we were speaking about my son, this is 4 years prior, and he has been going to Red River College for the last 7. And that was within that time was working on his first Red Seal, and it's in the HVAC trade. Now, at that point, he was just finishing up his first Red Seal trade, and it was interesting because you had said to me, he's not done. He is not done. He is going to be going back to school, and he's going to be furthering his education, and he's going to be getting more tickets.
Your son, he's going to finish his trade ticket stuff, okay? And then in 2 years, he's going to go back and do another ticket. So if he's in HVAC, he's going to take
something else
on top of that. Okay, on top of that.
So as it has turned out, not only did he get his HVAC, but he also got his B Gas Fitters certificate, Red Seal, and he also got his A Gas certificate, Red Seal as well, which means he can now go anywhere across Canada with these 3 Red Seals and work in this trade doing many different functions. So, and it was interesting because you felt that Winnipeg was probably not his last stop. And as it turns out, he's looking into taking his 3 Red Seals and going to BC.
You gotta love BC. Gotta love BC. So is he there now?
He is there right now.
Yeah.
He's hoping within the next year to be down there and working.
Yeah.
And having a new lifestyle. He's going there for lifestyle.
It's funny because any friends I have in the States and different places, I say, you gotta Google these different places in BC because they're just mesmerizing. And I shed a tear every time I return home. Just a little tear falls. And I think, oh, but so I feel pretty excited for your son. I feel like that's a move in the making. He's been following his path. There'll be lots of work for him. When you say BC, It's interesting because Spirit keeps telling me he'll move near a lake more so than just the ocean.
His high school friend moved there.
Yeah.
About a year ago, and they're very close. They had gone to school together for many years. And his friend had moved to Barrier, which is just outside of Kamloops. There's lots of lakes. My son has now phoned me to say it's kind of a big senior retirement area. So he's got a child and a girlfriend. So they're sort of looking for somewhere close to the Kamloops area, but somewhere a little bit more remote. They want to be just on the outside. He wants his privacy and some property. And
I just keep seeing a lake, kind of rainforesty, you know, with the bigger trees, but it's a freshwater lake, and it's just like compared to Manitoba size, like a small lake. And I don't know, there's something about that property. Just like, I feel like there's something big about that for him. So good. And so he's got his tickets.
Yeah.
You're looking at going out, him and his child, you said?
Yes. You had mentioned also in 2018 that there was going to be a little boy born on my side of the family, because my husband and I are a blended marriage with a son each. And the little boy would be born blonde, and then he would have dark hair as he got older.
You know, I'll tell you, you'll have this little baby that will show up, and they'll start off blonde and go dark.
So as it turns out right now, I've got a 10-month-old grandson who is very blonde with big blue eyes, and my son was the same when he was younger, but eventually, yes, he will grow up to have darker hair.
What a gift.
Mm-hmm.
What amazing. A gift. And so before we started recording, we talked about the three and the one. I understand now, because you have the two sons, but there's the son, the girlfriend, the little one. The super kid, I always call it, our super baby. When they're our baby and then they have a baby, they're our super babies. That's what I call them. My granddaughters are both like, we're your super granddaughters. I'm like, yes, you are. And so he's looking to find a place in BC or, you know, whatever sort of pulls them that way. And a little off the grid. Perfect. With his partner and the little guy.
Yes.
Boy, you're going to be out there a lot, eh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, yes.
Oh, yeah. You'll be out there a lot. And that's great, because that's a great place to visit. So that's some big stuff. Ooh, that was a big reading in 2018. Holy moly. Okay. And it's funny, because I always tell people, I don't read 20 years down the road. I'm, you know, within 7, sometimes 3 or 4. I feel like we have so many, you know, in that time frame, so many pathway decisions that some of those outcomes are really reliant on our choices. And that's the truth. So they're not just set in stone. Like, people can get pregnant and choose not to have it. Right? There's choices. All the important things around that. Let's talk about travels, because he's traveling. Let's talk about travels and things that came up around. Then we talked about Puerto Vallarta.
Yes.
Yes, let's go there.
Yes, very interesting that you brought up Puerto Vallarta, because it's a beautiful place that we've been traveling to for the 8 years that we have known each other, my husband and I. So we do go there once or twice a year. And we often thought about perhaps one day buying a condo out there. We're not sure. It, you know, was always dependent on where our kids were going to be, where we would end up, how retirement would look.
You can't wait to leave work. No. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Counting down. Good girl. A couple summers.
Yeah.
You're not there for more than 3 summers. Perfect. So, excellent. And then you're going to the lake, you'll be traveling to, you'll have tickets to, I hope it's Puerto Vallarta or something looking beautiful, because girlfriend, you'll love this trip.
For now, we have decided that we would like to go there in the winter. So we want to go there for January and February, possibly March as well, with some other possible travel in there. But that's always been our first love, is to go to Puerto Vallarta.
Beautiful. And so, other travels. You got some other travels on the docket. Aside from Puerto Vallarta,
yes.
And clearly you're possibly the West at one point. Mm-hmm. I keep feeling there's an island for you. And I know that sounds, but I feel like it could be like Hawaii, Jamaica, maybe Vancouver Island, but I'm like, no, it's hotter. It's hotter. I think you're going to know about that even in the next year or so. And I feel like it's a group trip. So it's not just you and your husband. Something's going to come up around that. you can keep me posted.
Yes,
okay? Absolutely. Keep me posted. So let's go back to 2018. Boy, you know, man, that feels like a different world, huh? Just a little bit, just a little bit. Let's talk about the health and well-being of family. And so we did talk about watching for hips, mobility, lower back, sciatic.
Mm-hmm. You were mentioning that just to kind of watch for the lower body area, watch out for my hips, my sciatica.
I want you to take care of something that's going on in there. Okay, so just to watch for in here, your hips, lower back, sciatic, bum mm-hmm. cheek, hip, some about. Okay, to watch.
And as it turned out, I had been working out at the gym pretty crazy most of my life. And once COVID had hit, you're not using your muscles as much. Then I had developed like hips, sciatica issues. So obviously yoga is in store for me, a lot more yoga. But yes, I've been suffering with sciatica issues for 2 years now. It's made it difficult to sleep and that, but more stretching and more exercising and we can combat that, I'm sure.
Oh, you know what? The pandemic taught me something. It taught me to have a treadmill in my dining room, and it's literally right over there. Because I was the same way. I was running a lot, and I was in great shape. And then the pandemic hit, and anyway. I call it my chubby little prairie chicken on my treadmill. So I bought a treadmill, and I feel committed. That's what I had to do, too. So speaking of the pandemic, it's funny because seeing you pre, a lot of in what I realized in going back in the recordings and talking with people, and a lot of what I had messaged around the timing for them was because of the pandemic. For instance, I asked a lot of people, you know, like, do you have time off saved up or something? They're like, no. I'm like, you're going on a leave from your job for like 3 months. And they're like, no, I'm not. I'm like, I don't know. There's something where I said, you're not getting fired, but it's like 3 months. Yeah, pandemic. Boom. Hey, and it's funny because now that I go back and reflect on recordings with people, I'm like, wow. It's crazy because I don't know how you get there. I just see you there. I don't know. I'm not sure how, what all the decisions and journey you had to make to get there is, but there you are. Now, the other thing we did talk about was money and finances and changes with some of that and properties.
You guys are going to be having 3 property transactions. I think his mom, your dad, one of the things, something you might be buying or selling in terms of additional property.
Have you had to take care of buying and selling people's properties?
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit because that keeps coming up.
Sure. Yeah. So we have 2 aging moms, each of us, my husband and I. And in 2018, you were talking about my mom, and my mom had a hair salon that she was trying to sell. And it was cute because you said, she's not trying very hard to sell it, even though she really wanted to sell it.
She runs a salon at 69. And does she live behind this salon?
Yep.
Okay, and so she's wanting to sell it?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me just, I want to focus on that.
Okay.
She's been stuck for a bit. She's been stuck for a bit. She hasn't really tried hard to sell it. She said she has. She hasn't tried hard to sell this. She hasn't. Now she's like, oh, well, I want to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wants to be free so she can travel and get over there. She wants to sell it before she dies, she says.
Yep.
She sells it.
Oh, thank
okay,
goodness.
So it tells me that in the next 21 months, there's somebody who'll give her an offer, right?
Okay.
Give her an offer, and I feel like she's celebrating having sold this.
And she did eventually sell it. She did struggle to sell it, but she did have that one buyer. That
the right
said
buyer.
Would come and purchase it. So
the so right was, one.
Yeah.
And is she in BC now?
She moved there for 3 months.
Yeah.
And she got lonely.
Oh.
So she's moved back. Oh. And she's living with us now.
Oh. You have like a granny shack or something?
Pretty much.
Awesome.
Yes, pretty much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
And my mother-in-law, which would be my husband's mom, she's in her 80s, and we just have been working on her house, and we just sold her property and put her in an assisted living care. And I hope she's very happy there. Takes time to adjust. But we made that move for her so that she didn't have to be on her own as well. And she needs a little bit more care than my mom does.
Yeah.
So she needed to be in a cruise ship setting, we call it.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be the way to do it, though, eh?
Cruise ships? Yes.
So that's lovely. That's good. That's good. I think before we got on and we did this little exercise where I had you count back before we start recording the session, just to bring present. And it's funny because I think that whole care piece in the estate and the trust and the in-laws and working on and is all showing up with the mother-in-law. So all in good order. I feel like that's all in good order.
Yes.
So she's in good hands. I love it. Let's go back to 2018. Back in that time when I was telling you some of these things, you must have been thinking, what the heck is she talking about?
It was prior to them needing to move and needing to sell. So I was kind of curious. It was a shock to hear that my mom would be selling her business because I felt she was going to live there forever. So it was nice to hear from you that she was going to get a buyer and that she was going to be happy. And you had pictured her in the future in some apartment building with an elevator. I knew she was going to be okay.
Yeah.
So that was excellent.
Nice.
To hear.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad that that's worked out great for you. Are there other things that you found in this reading that came to mind?
I feel like the travel part was very interesting because it was not only Puerto Vallarta. It was just mentioning of in the future owning 3 properties perhaps or traveling and we would like to do a lot more of that. We just found out in June that we bought a lottery ticket and we won $1 million.
Oh my God.
So
guess who's traveling?
And guess who retired?
Oh, I love it.
Yes. And so the predictions were pretty much on par.
You're going to travel all over the place. You want to go to Europe, you'll go to the coast, you probably go to Costa Rica, you're going to go all kinds of beautiful places.
Since we won, we've been looking around. Like if both of our children end up in BC, then maybe it's buying a little place out there, perhaps buying a little smaller home here to be able to be here as well. And perhaps, you never know, it could be a little condo in Mexico.
Oh, I love it. So you'll have these properties that you can go to.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes people rent condos or they lease them for that.
Absolutely.
Hey, why stay in a hotel if you have a condo, right?
Yes.
And so
absolutely.
That's really great. I'm really excited for you. That's really great news. Like, can I give you even more hopeful news? So I worked with this woman who won the lottery twice.
Wow.
Yeah, she won $1 million both times. Isn't that funny?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, she kept working though. That was her calling though. That was her calling.
True.
I do think that those properties and those places and you signing your name to things will start to come up. And I feel like, I'm going to stick with my original predictions around just that and opportunities with the West. And I feel like that's all in good order. That's exciting about the lottery. Holy moly.
Yes.
And it goes back to, I don't always know how you get there, but it's like, I just see you there and I'm glad that you were lucky to win the lottery. That's awesome. So what kind, just tell, was it a 649 kind of ticket?
So it was a Lotto Max.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, we don't always buy, but we do support. And I had phoned my husband. I was just finishing work and had to pick up my grandson. And I said, he just needs a nap. He didn't have his second nap today, so I'm going to drive around, let him sleep in the car. Do we need anything from the corner store? He's like, yep, we could use a few things. So I said, okay, get dressed. I'll be right there. So I went and my grandson and I picked him up and took him to the little corner store in a rural little town that we live in. I don't even think it's considered a town. It might be a village. So we went to the one and only store there, and my husband turned around before he got out and he looked at me and he said, do you think I should buy a lottery ticket? And I looked at him with sarcasm and went, yeah. So he had gone in and paid $6 for a Lotto Max quick pick.
Yeah.
And that was on a Friday. The draw was the Friday evening.
Yeah.
So Saturday it was probably about 1 in the afternoon and we're going to take the grandson home. And he looked at me and he said, should I end the pain or should we start the celebration? I'll check the ticket. I said, well, let's do it. So I had the little our little grandson in a bucket and had them all strapped in there ready to go home. And all of a sudden my husband scanned it on his phone and he's like, we won! We won! And I'm like, oh my goodness, no. Like, he's in IT, he's probably joking around with me.
Yeah.
Probably had something on his phone downloaded just to joke around. Because he likes to joke around. And I'm like, really, really? And he's like, no, really. And you could tell by the heightness in his voice that there's something going on here.
Oh,
and he's showing me his phone and it said $1 million and two. So it was $1 million and two and a free play. So we both were very weak. Our legs didn't seem to work. And I thought I was going to throw up. And this poor little baby the whole time is sitting in this bucket looking at grandma and grandpa, not knowing what was going on. And it took us a while to keep scanning the ticket. And then I said, Kate, let's look up the numbers on the website so that we can compare just to make sure. Because this just seems very, very
unreal.
Right? So then he had his phone with the numbers and I had brought up the lotto numbers on the website, and sure enough, it was a Maximilian. So, yeah, it was pretty much a surreal day.
How exciting.
Yes. And then we had to drive that poor little guy home, and that was hard. We couldn't even drive.
Right?
Yes.
Your lucky little grandson. Look at that, eh?
Yes.
What a lucky charm.
Absolutely.
What a lucky charm.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, he's pretty precious.
Oh. And just that's a wonderful story. That's wonderful. Let's go back to 2018. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
We talked about my dad. We talked about my mom. We talked about my husband's mom. And of course, as you have aging parents, there's going to be certain health issues. And I feel like you really touched on the care that they are going to need in the future.
You've got care decisions all around you, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
And not immediately, but, you know.
But
all around.
I figure as much.
And that was pretty important to me to listen to that and to prepare in my mind that there's going to be a time when we're going to have to find alternative arrangements for them, living procedures where they could live where it's going to be convenient for them. And pretty much all of that has worked out
in good ways. And they're all in good hands.
Yes.
All in good order.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you. And thank you for picking me as your psychic. And we will definitely chat again in the future one day. Thank you so much, Lynn, for sharing your wonderful story. And what an amazing story around winning a lottery. Wow. Incredible. And thank you for listening to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found nuggets of wisdom and magic, please leave us some stars and a review, or share it with someone you think would enjoy it. If you're a previous client and would like to share your story on the show, please contact us through our website. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.
So many years has gone by, but I think about you all the time.
Thanks for joining us. For social media links and to book an appointment with Bernice, visit BerniceBessonPsychic.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Remember, spirit has your greatest good at heart. Your soul is light, and you are valued.
Inexplicable, I can feel it in.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at ivisonvoice.com/podcast.